Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out, and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and the valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then, on the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead."
Joshua needed God's guidance as he faced one of the most crucial moments of his life. He already knew the outcome of the battle against Jericho, since the Lord had promised him success. The specific strategy God gave him, however, was so atypical that it must have made his jaw drop. But despite any concern that he may have felt, Joshua and the entire army believed the Lord and followed the unusual plan to the letter. Although those of us who are believers won't face that exact situation, there will be times when obedience to God's word will be a challenge because it goes against our natural reasoning. Therefore, we hesitate, rationalize, or make excuses why we can't possibly do what he says. For example, consider these commands. Don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. Philippians 4, verse 6. Forgive one another just as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Fix your hope not on the uncertainty of riches, but on God. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Consider it joy when you encounter trials. James 1, verse 2. Just as Joshua's instructions didn't seem reasonable, these directives don't always make sense to us either. But God knows they're for our good. It's our job to trust His wisdom and obey.